when the state makes an example of a radical lawyer targeting Lynn Stewart. The conviction of civil rights attorney Lynn Stewart and her co-defendants, translator Mohammed Yusri and paralegal Ahmed Sattar, is a triumph of fear over reason. The three legal workers were charged and convicted of aiding and abetting terrorism in connection with their representation of the blind Egyptian sheikh Omar Abdulrahman. When the former Attorney General Ashcroft announced the arrest of Stewart, he did so on the late-night David Letterman talk show, certainly an unprecedented venue for such an announcement. And as it began on TV, so was it often prosecuted, with a fearsome visage of Osama bin Laden beamed to jurors via videotape, threatening to attack America on the sheikh's behalf. Even though the judge dutifully instructed the jury that Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with the case, how do you wash something like that from the mind after it's been admitted into evidence? Lynn's husband, activist Ralph Poynter, put the hammer to the nail when he said of the trial, quote, "This prosecution doesn't have a damn thing to do with terrorism. It has to do with politics and putting Lynn Stewart away," unquote. Stewart was really targeted because she ignored unconstitutional rules put in place by the government. In an interview with Stewart, she spoke about what the case was really about.
The Justice Department decided that things that I did as a lawyer are now to be outlawed, are now to be made into crimes in order to deter other lawyers from vigorously defending people. What I basically did was I issued a press release on behalf of my client. They said that this press release was materially aiding a terrorist organization, thus making it impossible for any First Amendment right to be protected. And to me, that is the real essence of this work, is that we be permitted to defend people such as yourself in these cases as political people, not just as defendant number 10872.
Recently, black political prisoner Albert Woodfox of the Angola 3 talked about the importance of lawyers in destroying isolation.
I think this was a pretty strong shot across the bow, as they say. You know, if you dare put forth an honest attempt to uphold the standards of law in this country, we will get you, you know. We will destroy you, because in most cases, they are our only voice to the outside world, you know.
And now, the state has prevailed, sending shockwaves through the defense bar that already shies away from the kind of cases that has been Stewart's staple for a generation. She's taken on cases involving members of the Black Panther Party, the Attica brothers, Puerto Rican independence fighters, and, since at least 1995, the blind sheikh. In order to put into operation the draconian special measures of the government, the state needs to seed fear into those who are sworn to protect and provide a full and vigorous defense, lawyers. The prosecution and now conviction of Lynn Stewart and her colleagues is step one in that process. According to one New York source, there were many days when the case of U.S. versus Stewart, tried in the same courtroom where the Rosenbergs were railroaded, by the way, took place with an almost empty courtroom. Without doubt, this contributed a silent message to the jury that to convict such people was acceptable. Also, where was the outcry from the silk stocking law firms, the well-heeled law offices which cater to the captains of wealth and industry in New York? Where was their voice when their sister of the bar was targeted by the Ashcroft so-called Justice Department? But the battle isn't over. Perhaps what has happened has awakened many people in this country who would have preferred to slumber. Lynn Stewart, paralegal Ahmed Sattar, and professional translator Mohammed Yusri plan to stage a vigorous appeal of this outrageous verdict. They will need your support now more than ever. It'll take the work of many to undo John Ashcroft's revenge. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.